Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams says, without question, we got a violent crime problem in our city, but he believes the key to a lot of it has to do with guns, specifically nameless, faceless, untraceable ghost guns. Oh, we keep hearing about them in so many crimes committed here in the city because it seems anybody can get their hands on them. Juliet Papa now with the mayor and the police commissioner's plans to get them out of the hands of trouble.
Ghost guns, a growing problem in that at least 200 have been recovered since the beginning of the year. Consider that 29 were seized this time a year ago. These are guns that are made with 3D printers. The parts can be ordered online. With no registration or serial numbers, they cannot be traced. Mayor Adams is resetting the focus on protecting law-abiding New Yorkers.
We took 2,600 guns off our streets, and the shooters of those guns are back on our streets just like this person here.
The mayor was referring to a suspect who shot a cop. The suspect had a record of firearms arrests. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
And adding more insult to injury, we just got word that a 17-year-old kid was shot in the arm about an hour ago near 74th Street and Grand Avenue in Maspeth. That teenager fled into Maspeth High School to get help. It's unknown if he was a student there or not. We're still checking. They are still looking for a suspect at this time. Well, if you're looking for somebody to blame for your street being a mess, City Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tiss says you can start by looking at your neighbors who block street sweeping by not moving their cars on alternate side parking days. Just telling 1010 Winds, plenty of folks had already been ignoring ASP rules, but it only got worse when the rules were suspended during the pandemic.
No, unfortunately, we're seeing very low compliance now. Our sanitation workers estimate that the compliance rate is about 50%. And so what that does is it really sidelines the most effective clean streets tool in our arsenal, which is the mechanical broom.
Tish says if you want the streets in your neighborhood clean, and even if you don't, you need to move your car on alternate side parking days. By the way, street sweeping will be back full time starting in July. Well, first it was toilet paper and Lysol wipes. Now, baby formula. Yes, baby formula has become the latest impossible to find item in stores. And with parents scrambling to stock up, the FDA is saying it's working with manufacturers to increase their output. But that's not doing much right now to fill their cupboards or baby's belly, as Samantha Liebman found out from a few desperate parents today in Paramus.
Many of us have been there, a first-time parent, already on edge, but now add the worry of not being able to feed your baby. That's what's happening now to Tamanisha.
It's very tough. She needs formula. That's the only thing she drinks and eats.
She's been getting it from her doctor's office. Jennifer, whose one-year-old is past that stage, says she has friends who are desperate.
They've kind of like reached out to as many people as possible and said, like, is there anywhere that you know, anybody that you know that's getting rid of it? If you happen to head into a store and you see it, can you grab it for me?
And she says she can't imagine having to give a baby a formula that upsets their stomach just to get them fed, meaning a lot of fussy babies out there right now. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Paramus.
True story. My son just called from Dallas, Tremaine, and Mia, the baby girl, 6 months old, is crying her little eyes out. I don't know if it's because of that or not, but I will be calling back to see if I have to go down and take milk myself. Cassandra Jones already had $25,000 in college debt when she went for her master's at NYU. Listen to this, though. By the time she was done, despite living with her parents for years and selling a car, she was still about $167,000 in the hole. So to make ends meet, it says here, Jones started selling her frozen eggs to a fertility clinic. She was live with Bridget Quinn today on Newsline.
In a time where we're seeing bodily autonomy and decision-making under threat, I just felt like this was an empowering decision to make.
Wow. Even after making the donations, which Jones says is quite labor-intensive and leaves you in somewhat excruciating pain, since she's only made a small dent in her debt and figures she'll owe $2,000 a month for minimum the next 10 years. And if that's not bad enough, she says even with a master's, she's still struggling to find a job in the healthcare industry. Democrats lost their last hope of keeping their redistricting plan alive when, as expected, a federal judge signed off on the plan to move New York's congressional and state Senate primaries to August 23rd. This after the district maps were deemed unconstitutional by a judge who said they were illegally gerrymandered to favor Democrats. State judge and independent experts are now drawing new maps. As for New York's primaries for governor and state assembly, they will happen as originally scheduled on June the 28th. Meantime, as far as we know, it wasn't a ghost gun, but a 9mm Glock, which landed a police officer in the hospital with a gunshot wound to the arm last night. Meantime, the man who allegedly engaged the officers is dead. Glenn Schuck with the story.
We're told that 25-year-old Ramik Smith was here with relatives in the Bronx. He actually was living recently in a homeless shelter in Port Richmond on Staten Island. It was more than 2 years ago he was arrested with a gun on him after jumping a turnstile at the Stillwell Avenue subway station in Coney Island. He pled guilty, in fact, to that charge 5 months ago, but was awaiting sentencing, so was still out on the street. As to wounded cop Dennis Vargas, 32 years old, 8 years with the NYPD, treated and released from Lincoln Hospital. He's part of the Bronx Patrol public safety team. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds in the Bronx.
Meantime, police are on the lookout for the man who groped a woman last week on the street in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, right in front of her children and her dog. Police say the suspect came up from behind the 41-year-old on 64th Street and 9th Avenue, slapped her on the rear end, and then ran off. And then this, it couldn't have been much worse, because an attempt to stop him couldn't have gotten much worse. The woman fell, knocking over her stroller with the babies, you know, throwing the children to the ground. This guy, who does that? There's video of the incident at 1010winds.com. If you recognize this guy or know where he might be, they want you to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. A guilty plea today from the Brooklyn-born rapper known as Casanova. He's facing gang-related charges in connection with a shooting 2 years ago down in Florida, a robbery here in the city a year before that, drug trafficking, and for allegedly leading the untouchable Gorilla Stone Nation Bloods gang. Ay-yi-yi, this guy. The rapper, best known for the 2016 song Don't Run, faces between 5 and 60 on the yard when he's sentenced in December.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.